Hi, this is Jeannie from Listen to Your Freedom, and let's talk about pricing your products and positioning your products. So let's start with the difference between pricing and positioning. So pricing is the dollar value, the retail dollar value that you want to charge for your product or your service or your program or whatever it is that you're selling. Maybe it's a membership group, maybe it's an inner circle or a consulting or even a speaking fee. It's just the dollar retail value. Positioning is how you present that product or service to the marketplace and the perceived value that that has. Okay, so for example, let's say you have an ebook, okay, and you want to sell that ebook for $99. Now, every other ebook on Kindle is selling for between 99 cents and $9.95. So how are you going to actually get someone to pay $99 for your ebook? Well, positioning is how you accomplish that. So you present and you position that ebook not as an ebook, but as a solution. Now, someone is not paying $99 for an ebook. They are paying $99 for a solution to a problem that if they had to hire somebody would cost them $500. Okay, maybe it's let's take a really obvious example of, say, a plumbing difficulty. So if you have to have that plumber come out to your house, it's a minimum $125, $150 call fee, minimum $50 on parts. You're at $200 now. Let's say another $100 for the labor, $300. And so that would be part of your positioning. You would say, now, if you called a plumber in to fix this, here's what you'd pay. I'm going to give you the solution to this problem for only $99. And now that you know how to do this, the next time it happens again, you don't have to pay another $300. You don't have to pay another $99 because you already have the knowledge. You have the solution. Okay, so you would never refer to that ebook as an ebook because that would give it the wrong positioning. Your positioning for that ebook would be the solution. I have the solution. Let me give you the solution to your problem. Let me give you the step-by-step instructions. And maybe your ebook has some video links, right, in it. So you would say step-by-step instructions, including video tutorials. Okay, so even though all you're delivering them is a PDF ebook with a video link, you're not positioning it that way. Okay, so let's move on now that you know a little bit about positioning. And one more thing, actually, in a number of the modules throughout Listen to Your Freedom, I have talked to you about multi-purposing your content. So for example, if you just have, let's go back to the ebook example, you just have an ebook, you might say, well, this ebook about, birds of the Amazon, really the most I can charge for that is $9.95. However, an ebook about the birds of the Amazon paired with a video showing you the actual birds in the wild. Well, now you have a program or you have a tutorial or you have a course on identifying birds of the Amazon. So, well, what can you charge for that? Well, you could charge $29, $39, $69, $79, maybe even throw in a one-on-one consult or a chance to come out with you for a group bird walk. You could charge $97, you could charge $129. You see how you get to decide what you want to charge for your stuff based on the value that you know you're delivering people. Okay, so let's segue from that into pricing because that's one of the first ways to determine what you charge for your product or your service. So you ask yourself, I've just bought my product X and I've opened it up and I'm going through it. What would I have been happy to pay for this? Because at the end of the day, you have to maintain congruence with what you're selling or nobody's going to buy from you again. You may make your first sale, and this is how a lot of internet marketers make their money. They, advertise, oh, we did $1.5 million in our product launch for this new program. And what they don't tell you is they got 60, 70, 80% returns on that. And now, is anybody going to buy from them again? They've kind of hooped themselves in the marketplace. I guess that since we're on the topic, the segue to that is that, well, they haven't hooped themselves because there's so many new people coming onto the internet every day that right now they kind of have an unlimited pool of suspects to cull from. So, but at some point, you know, in the next few years, that's going to run out and your reputation is enduring. So as people get more internet savvy and they learn to go, I'm just going to research this person before I buy from them. And they see hundreds and thousands of posts on don't buy from this person. It's a total scam. It's a terrible product. Do you think you're going to be able to sell that product? No. Okay. So that's the very top line of why you wouldn't want to do that. And of course, underneath that is your own ethics and your integrity. Are you in this for the long term? And if this is a business that truly represents your heart and your soul and your core, you absolutely want to be charging what it's worth and what you yourself would be happy to pay for it, because then you are coming from a place of complete congruence and complete integrity. So that's the first question to take into account. I buy my product. What would I be happy to pay for this product? So go within yourself and find that number, or maybe it's a number, maybe it's two or three numbers or a spread, maybe it's a range. Write that down. Now, the other thing to take into account is to research your competition. All right. And this is again, people will say, oh, you should always do this and then set your price. No. I'm saying research your competition and throw it into the melting pot along with all of these tools and techniques that I'm giving you here. So you research your competition, and let's say you find out that, well, there's like five other books on Birds of the Amazon, and they're selling for between $9.95 to $29.95. So that gives me a good range of where to price my book. But remember what we talked about positioning. So yeah, take that, write that down on your piece of paper. It's good to have that number or that range. But again, you still get to choose, because you can say, well, I am not going to position mine as just a book. I'm going to pair mine up. I'm going to offer a book and an audio, and then a video. And I'm going to package that as a program or an online course or something like that. Well, now you're way above the price range of $30. Okay, so, but it's good to know your competition. It's good to research it and then kind of use it maybe as a springboard or a rough guideline. Or maybe you don't have a lot of time to invest in that product, and it's a product you want to get out there, but it's not something you really want to spend a lot of time developing and promoting. In that case, you may go, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to leave it as a book, and I'm just going to make it have a bonus audio that comes with it. So I'm going to price it at $29. I'm going to go for the upper range of my competitive scale, but I'm packaging it with a bonus audio, so that's going to make it stand out for my competition. And you may choose to do that as well. The third thing is you need to look at the difference between what your product is worth and what people can afford. Okay, so this is like can be a really sticky issue, because, for example, my Listen to Your Gut book and my IBD remission diet book, they can save your colon. So I could take the approach and say, well, how much is your colon worth? Is it worth $5,000? Is it worth $10,000? But if I price those books at $10,000, who's going to buy them? Because that brings us to another point of pricing, which is after purchase knowledge versus pre-purchase knowledge. Okay, so you don't know for sure that that book is going to save your colon until after you've purchased it and after you've put it into practice. So me expecting you to have that knowledge and to see the value of that product before you make the purchase is a little unrealistic. Okay, so now we're going to flip back into positioning, because I could say, yes, but that's my job. When I position that book, I'm positioning it as a solution. And I'm saying, I'm going to give a guarantee to say, your colon will be healed, or I will refund you the $5,000. Okay, so now I'm going to go into my integrity and I'm going to say, really, with all the saboteurs that people have going on, and maybe they're in a toxic, abusive relationship, am I really going to promise that I can save their colon if they refuse to leave their abusive partner, if they, you know, their mother is dominating them and they won't move out of the house, can I really make that guarantee? Well, then I might say, well, now I have to change the product. It can't just be a book. It has to include a series of personal consults with me, some coaching calls. It needs to include an entire panel of blood work and stool testing and all. So now we're into a health program. Okay, and maybe the whole thing is overseen by a medical doctor or a naturopathic doctor. Well, now you can charge $10,000 for that. Now you can charge $5,000 for that, and you don't have to offer the 100% heal your colon guarantee because they still will have received the value from what you're providing, whether they choose to actually implement those steps and change their life the way it needs to be changed is, of course, their decision. So you see how this kind of thing goes. So for my books, which have remained just books because I do not want to do one-on-one consults and I don't want to pair up and enter the medical treatment world, I've left them just as books. So I did some testing on the pricing of Listen to Your Gut. And here's another tip for you. If you're unsure what to price it at, price high because you can always come down. If you price low and then go up, it's a bit harder because you may piss some people off. But if you price high and you come down, everybody's always going to be happy with you. So I launched the Listen to Your Gut book and it comes with a CD-ROM. So I positioned it as a program. Okay. And it wasn't a book and a CD-ROM. It was a complete healing program. And these were the elements. And then on the CD-ROM was self-tests that you could take. Everybody loves those quizzes. There were charts and worksheets. And there was a workbook that took you through each chapter of the book. And so the whole thing was positioned as a program. And I priced that at $79. Now, it sold fairly well. And don't forget, these people, my market is extremely unique. So here's the other reason you need to research your competitors and you need to understand your market. People who've had Crohn's or colitis for any length of time are extremely cynical and extremely skeptical. I mean, my husband Ian and I say, you can sell to these people, you can sell to anybody. They are the hardest sell in the world because they've tried so many things and nothing has worked. So $79 positioned as a program, it sold well. But then I thought, well, it's selling well. And certainly, you know, revenues are as high as, you know, when it was just the first version of the book that I published, which was half the size and it was just a book on its own. And that was selling for $24.95. So when I re-released it for the updated edition that was double the size and came with a CD-ROM, I positioned it as a program. Sales were still higher for the program at $79 than they had been for the slim book at $24.95. However, I was hearing, you know, a bit of feedback in the forums about, well, it's really expensive. I don't know if it works. And I offered a 365-day money-back guarantee. I offered to pay their return shipping. But again, these are extremely cynical, skeptical people, and they just don't even want the hassle of trying something and finding out that it doesn't work. So I was keeping an eye on the forum comments and the feedback from customers who would email. And I thought, you know, let's test another price point. And so we actually split it into two websites and we put it on the one website at $36.95 just to track it for a couple months to see how it did. And what we found was the number of sales versus the amount of traffic coming to the site. It was selling more copies at $36.95. And so even though at $79 it was selling for a much higher price point, the increase in volume actually netted us more money. So we switched on the main site. We actually put it as a special at $36.95 that it used to sell at $79 and it's on special limited time offer for $36.95. And we left that for, I don't know, 6 months or a year. And then we just permanently reduced the price to $36.95 because what we found was the volume in sales netted us more money than having a higher priced product. So you see why it's important to test these things and to go, well, I don't need to nail my right price right off the top. I can take some time and I can play around with this and I can test this and I can test that and then see how it goes. The other thing to take into consideration when you're determining your pricing is where in your sequence of earning money does that product sit? Okay, so for example, I'm going to go back to the Listen to Your Gut book example. When we looked at the lifetime value of a customer, okay, so this is where you get back to your email marketing platform that tracks your customer. If you have a CRM, a customer response management, as part of your email platform, which the systems, the more expensive systems like Infusionsoft will give you, they will set up something from the very first time that person even comes to your site and signs up for a freebie. It establishes a customer record for that person. And that person is then tracked through the whole life cycle of every interaction they have with you. So whatever they sign up for is logged in their customer record. Whatever product they buy is logged. Any returns are logged. So you can have a real complete picture of how this customer is behaving from the second he hits your site to, you know, how many years he stays with you and how much money he spends and where and how he's spending that money. So when we tracked our database and we looked at the lifetime customer value, and we just set the lifetime at 10 years for, you know, example's sake. If you've only been in business a year or two, then that's as far as you can track. But what we realized was we were not making our money from the book sales. Our money was coming from the back end product sales. Because somebody would read the book and they would go, oh, she knows what she's talking about. I really hear what she's saying. I think this is going to work for me. So I'm going to go back to her shop and I'm going to purchase this probiotic and I'm going to purchase this shake product and I'm going to purchase this CoQ10 and pycnogenol and all these antioxidants and I'm going to get on some of her protocols. That's where we were making our money. So think about that. So now how do we want to price that book? Do we want to keep that book at $79 where only 10 people are buying it? Or do we want to lower that book to $36.95 where 50 people are buying it? Because we know we don't make our money from the purchase of the book. We make our money from the back end. So instead of having 10 people come into our back end and buy health products, we have 50 people coming into our back end and buying health products. And when they buy health products, their average order is $300. So you see, that's where our money's being made. So then you might say to me, well, why didn't you price the book at $9.95 or $19.95? Again, we're back to positioning. I don't want that book positioned as a cheap and easy, low value fix. That's part of my qualifying my customer process. I don't want somebody buying that book who is not really committed to holistic healing because they're not going to be successful. And then that's going to run down my reputation in the marketplace because I'll get all these looky-loos and all these people who aren't serious buying my book and then going in the forums and saying, yeah, I bought her book. It wasn't anything special. It didn't work. No, I want to pre-qualify my customers. I only want people who are serious, people who get what holistic healing is about, who understand the work and the commitment involved. That's who I want to buy my book and they have to value it. They have to value it, but yet I wanted to make it affordable. So $36.95 was the price for me that said, yeah, I really value this 500-page book that looks like a medical textbook. Okay, so that's the other thing. My return rate is less than 1% because when this book arrives, people are like, holy moly, this is unbelievable. Now, having said all that, I do make the ebook and Kindle version of Listen to Your Gut available at $9.95 because that's the price that's competitive with the Kindle marketplace. And an ebook has a much lower perceived value than a printed book. So for the people who do want to just have a look at it, or for the people who prefer an electronic version, they can get in at that cheaper price point. But because it's an ebook, it doesn't hold the value of a physical 2-inch thick book that's sitting in your hands. Okay, so again, we're back to positioning. And then, of course, we'll have the people who are buying the printed physical book, and we offer the ebook for a very low additional price. So they'll say, oh, yeah, just throw it in there. I'll take both of them because I can get started on the ebook 10 minutes from now and my printed book will arrive in 2 or 3 days. I don't want to wait that long. I want to start reading tonight because I'm really excited about this. So again, we're putting ourselves in our customer's shoes, saying, what would our customer like? If I was here and I was buying this product, what do I like? We've also heard feedback from other people who don't like printed books. They like everything to be electronic because then everything is hyperlinked at a click of a mouse. And they say, well, it's much easier for me to find things. I find it really hard to find things in ebooks because my brain doesn't like that. And I don't like to be on my computer. So for me to click around a book and read on screen is really yucky, but I may not be my customer. And so, or I may not be every one of my customers. So maybe I have 20% of my customer base who are very electronic and they love jumping around from clicking stuff online and they love to read on a screen. I need to be thinking like them and I need to be thinking, well, what are they going to want? And then I also have to look at the marketplace they're living in and going, well, if they're buying everything on Kindle and they're reading everything on Kindle and every other book on Kindle is normally at $99 to $1.29 and the really high priced ones are $9.95. Am I really going to sell anything at $36.95 for Kindle? So in that way, when someone like Amazon has really dominated a market, you know, you may want to switch down to Amazon's way of doing things, and I'll tell you why. Okay. So for a long time, we did not have our ebooks available on Kindle. We only sold them off of our shop. And we charged $19.95 for the ebook. So yes, it was cheaper because we didn't have to physically produce it and ship it, but it was still, you know, a fairly high price tag for an ebook. And then we thought, well, you know, this Kindle thing, let's test it. Why not? So we put my big books went on Kindle for $9.95. And then I have a whole series of healing guides, and they are priced anywhere from $1.99 to $4.99. And they sell on both my website at that price and on Kindle at that price. And here's what we saw happening. It was very cool, and I call it the dollar store effect. So this is another factor to consider when you're pricing your goods, especially when you start to have a number of products on offer. So think about it when you go into the dollar store, okay, and you're like, oh man, it's so cheap in here. Everything's a buck, and you just start loading up your basket. And I know because I was the other week in the dollar store with two of my kids, and I got to the till and it was $98. And I was like, what? I didn't want to spend $100. I'd been in the dollar store. How did I end up spending $100? Well, the way it happened is because it's so cheap, just chuck it in the basket. The same thing happens on my website with all of these really cheap ebooks. So we routinely have orders of like just scrolling down the page of like 12 ebooks that people have thrown in there. And so they've actually spent more, way more than if they had bought my Listen to Your Gut book for $36.95, which seemed like a really big purchase decision to them. Instead, they bought, you know, 10 or 12 ebooks and wound up spending $20, $30, $40 more than if they just bought the single book. So that's another thing to keep in mind when you're looking at pricing your products. And that's also an example of why I do tell you to take a look at your competition and to take that as one of your variables and one of your factors. And as I said right at the beginning of this call, do not be afraid to test things. Okay? And if you want to test something at a lower price, position it that this is its normal price and we're doing a spring break special, or we're doing a summer special, or a back to school special. And so you can put it on at that really cheap price for an entire month. Track your sales and see how it goes. Then put it up to the higher price. Track your sales and see how it goes. And then look at your end numbers. And you might go, yeah, you know what? It's better to keep this at the higher price. Or it's better to keep this at the lower price because I'm netting out more at the end of the day. Or I'm making money on my back end sales. Okay, so take a more holistic picture. Take a long view picture of your pricing and your positioning of your products and services. Take a long view picture of your customer and their lifetime value, because you don't want to just sell to that person once. You want to keep them with you. You want to keep giving them great stuff. And then they're going to email you and say, well, what about this? I could really do with this and I can't find this anywhere. Can you provide this? Can you make this? That's how my entire business has built, is from people asking me what they need. Listen to your freedom. Email after email of people saying, how do I get your life? How can I do what you've done? Well, okay, I'll create Listen to Your Freedom. Within a couple of months of even telling people that I was working on Listen to Your Freedom, I had 100 people on my wait list waiting for me to let them know when the program is available. So it's a really great idea to just stay in touch with your customers and then develop your products as you go along. And you could even ask them, you know, when I gave you this product, was there anything missing? And they might say, you know what? I really needed a video to go along with that because I got kind of stuck. Okay, we'll add a video. And well, now we're back to pricing and positioning because maybe you go, well, if I'm adding video, I'm going to position that more as a program or a tutorial or a solution, and I'm going to charge a bit more for it. But your customers are going to be happy because they are getting the full solution. They are getting the full access to action rather than getting 90% of it and dangling for the other 10% of it. You see how the pricing and the positioning and then where you want to be taking your customer all have to be taken into account when you're deciding how to price your product. So let's go back to talking about the life cycle of the customer. Let's say you just have your first product ready to go. Let's say it's an audio series. It's a five CD audio recording. And maybe it's just available in digital right now. You're not even producing it on CDs because you don't have the money yet. Not a problem. When you're looking at how to produce that, you might say, well, I don't have anything else out right now. And I really want to get this out to as many people as possible. So I'm going to price this at, you know, $24, $24.99. And I would say, well, I hear you, but what else are you going to be selling? And then how are you going to price those things? So your strategy of getting people into your stuff and showing them who you are is a really good one. But then don't start with your five audio series. Start with a single audio. Take something you have that will just really blow them away and really make a difference. Sell that single audio at a really special cut rate price. So maybe you would say, well, this is normally $29. I'm selling it for $9.95 or even $6.95 because I want you guys to have a chance to experience this. And this offer is only valid for 24 hours. So please grab it. You know, that would be part of your email sequence after someone has opted in to your site and gotten your freebie. And that would be your thing that gets the people in the door and starts getting them to know who you are and what value you offer. And then after they've bought that and they've experienced it, maybe their next purchase is one of your normal audios or maybe a two audio set for $29 or $39. And then their third purchase would be your five audio set that you would sell for $69 or $79 or $97 or $129, you know, again, we're back into your choice of all of those price points, depending on how you want to position it, what you yourself would be happy to have paid for it. Take a look at your competitors, but don't take it too seriously, and what the product is worth versus what people can afford. The one other thing I want to give you, just going back to the taking a look at your competitors, here's why it's dangerous to take that too seriously. I saw a product on the internet. It was basically a make your own electricity generator product. So it was appealing to this whole new wave of survivalists and preppers, they call them, who are convinced that the world is going sideways and we need to be in control of our power and our water. And I'm not belittling them because I do think there is, it's definitely a concern. But this is someone who was like, yeah, these people, there's more and more of them. So I'm going to take this solution of how to power your own house built with materials that you can find lying around your home for a total cost of $4.99 and produce all your own electricity. And so he was selling a solution, and I believe he was selling that for $39. Now here's the really funny part. Okay. So let's say you're researching him and he's your competitor and you're like, oh. But then you keep researching and you find a website that sells the exact same information, even using the same photographs on the $39 website but they're giving it away for free, completely free. It's a government service website, and it's used to help kids in school learn how to build an electricity generator. So are they both your competitor? Yeah. And one of them is selling it for free, so not selling it, and the other one is selling it for $39 and making quite a bit of money. Why? Because of positioning. All right, so research your competition, but then always bring it back home to the other points that I talked about. What would you be happy to pay? What's your product worth versus what your market can afford? What kind of knowledge are you going to have about that product after you buy it versus before you buy it? And then how do you want to attach a perceived value? How do you want to position that product? And do you maybe want to plump it up by adding some extras like audio or video to take it from being a single product into a program or a course? Because again, we're talking about positioning. We're talking about a much higher perceived value. And stay with me, because in the next audio, I'm going to bring Ian on board and we're going to have this whole discussion again. And you can hear all about this topic from his perspective, which will probably give you some more insights and some different ways of thinking about it. And, you know, Ian's really fun, so it's always a good time. Stay with us.